Mary and Joseph lose Jesus in Jerusalem at the Feast of Passover when he is 12 years old. On the third day searching, they find him in the temple, sitting with the teachers, listening and asking questions. All who hear him are amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? You see that your father and I have been searching for you in sorrow." His parents did not understand when Jesus asked them, "Why did they not know that he would be in his father's house?" Jesus returns with his parents, and he is obedient to them. Can be found in the book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 41. Two more writers, Mark and John, start their Gospels at this point. Mark, not one of the 12 apostles, but a disciple and interpreter of Peter, wrote down what had been preached by Peter, one of the 12 apostles. This is the shortest of the four Gospels. John was one of the 12 apostles and writer of the Gospel of John. The first thing John says in his Gospel is that Jesus is the only Son of God. Jesus was there in the Father's presence from the beginning as the Word of God, and through him all things came into being. The Father sent him into the world as a man, made of flesh and bone, but the world who was made through him did not know him. Even his own people rejected him, but anyone who received him and believed that the Father sent him, he gave them the right to become God's children. The law was given to us by Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but Jesus, who is at the Father's side, has made him known to us. It can be found in the book of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 17.